In the heart of a sprawling savanna lived a mighty lion named Aslan, whose roar commanded the respect of every creature. Though benevolent, Aslan possessed an imposing presence, a natural consequence of his immense strength and regal bearing. One sweltering afternoon, Aslan lay napping beneath the shade of an ancient baobab tree, his golden mane rippling gently in the breeze. Unbeknownst to him, a diminutive mouse, barely larger than his thumb, scurried across his slumbering form. In its haste, the mouse stumbled, its tiny claws inadvertently tickling Aslan's sensitive nose. Aslan awoke with a jolt, his powerful paw instinctively pinning the trembling creature to the ground. The mouse, terrified, squeaked frantically, "Please, King Aslan, forgive my trespass. I meant no disrespect. If you spare my life, I promise to repay your kindness, though I am but a small creature." Aslan, initially annoyed, found himself amused by the mouse's earnest plea. The notion of a tiny mouse ever being able to assist him, the king of the jungle, was preposterous. Nevertheless, he released the mouse, a low chuckle rumbling in his chest. "Go on, little one," he rumbled, "perhaps one day your small stature will indeed prove useful." The mouse, grateful for its reprieve, darted away, its promise echoing in the silent air. Months later, Aslan, while patrolling his territory, became ensnared in a hunter's net, expertly hidden amidst the tall grasses. He struggled with all his might, his powerful roars echoing through the savanna, but the ropes, thick and unforgiving, held him fast. Panic began to set in as the sun started to dip below the horizon. Suddenly, a tiny figure emerged from the undergrowth. It was the mouse. Remembering its promise, it approached the distressed lion, its determination unwavering. "Do not despair, King Aslan," it squeaked. "I will help you." Aslan watched, bewildered, as the mouse began to gnaw at the thick ropes with its sharp teeth. Slowly but surely, strand by painstaking strand, the mouse severed the binds. Hours passed, and by the first light of dawn, the last rope gave way. Aslan was free. He looked at the tiny mouse, a profound sense of gratitude replacing his previous amusement. "Little friend," he said, his voice deep with respect, "you have taught me a valuable lesson today. Even the smallest among us can possess the greatest courage and prove to be the most unexpected ally." From that day forward, the lion and the mouse became unlikely companions, their story a testament to the enduring truth that size and power do not define worth, and that kindness, once given, can return in the most unforeseen ways.